Moving on to Mishnah 3:11. In the last Mishnah, we talked about how many lashes one gets. Now we're going to see that, in fact, though we said 39, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, 40, it's not actually the case that everyone who gets lashes gets 39. In fact, there's an evaluation process to see what people can handle, because if you're going to get lashes, well, that means you're not supposed to get something more severe, God forbid, the death penalty, let's say. So we need to make sure that the number of lashes the person is given is not going to do more than simply be physically painful and not actually cause some kind of permanent damage. So this Mishnah goes, Ein omdenoso ele b'makos haruyos lihishtalesh. They don't evaluate the person when they're trying to figure out how many lashes to give them, unless it is a number of lashes that can be divisible by three, that is divisible by three. That is to say, if the court says, oh, we think this person is very strong, they can handle 39 lashes, well, that works, they're going to get 39. But look at the person, they're like, we think this person can only handle 25 lashes. Anything more than that might lead to some, God forbid, permanent damage. Well, 25 is not divisible by 3. So the Mishnah doesn't say this quite, but the implication will seem to be that we're going to move down to the nearest multiple of 3, so 25 would get us down to 24. The Mishnah goes on. Amdu legabel arba'im. If they establish that a person could actually handle 40 lashes, and probably what they mean here is 39, Arba'im, 40 is the language of the Torah, and so it's natural to follow that language, but we've already established that the dominant view, not Rabbi Yehuda's view, but the dominant view is that we mean 39. So if they evaluated that this person could handle 39, laka miktsas v'amru she'en yochol lekabel arba'im, pater. And they begin lashing the person, and then in the process of giving the lashes, they realize, we were wrong. This person cannot handle it, right? We thought the person could handle 39 lashes. We've now done 12 lashes, and we don't think this person can handle any more. Patur. Person's exempt. They fulfilled their obligation in getting lashes. They've paid their punishment, and that's it. You don't do any more lashes. Amdu lekabel shmona asre. If they establish that a certain person could handle only 18 lashes, misha laka amru sheacholu lekabel arba'im, and then start lashing this person, they see, oh, this person's a lot stronger, a lot more fit than we thought they were. They actually could handle 40 lashes. Doesn't matter. Patur. They're still exempt. You're never going to get more lashes than the court thought you could handle, but you might get fewer lashes than the court thought you could handle once they see that actually you can't handle it. Avar avera sheyesh bashnei lavin. If a person committed a transgression that was culpable for two different sets of lashes, as we've seen in previous Mishnayos, where there's one action but it violates two Torah prohibitions, and now you should get two sets of lashes, amdu omed echad lo ke'ufator. If they did one evaluation for both violations, that is to say, this person committed a violation that was worthy of two sets of lashes, that means up to 80 or really up to 78, and the court said, well, we think this person can only handle 42, right, which is a multiple of 3, then that person gets 42 lashes and is exempt. They don't get any more. V'im lav. But if they did not do one evaluation for all 78 or 80 lashes that they are earning, or that they have earned through their violation of Torah, loke umisrape vechozer veloke. Then that person is lashed, the first set. So let's say they do an evaluation, say, we think this person can handle 39. That person is going to get 39. They're going to wait for the person to now heal from that set of 39 lashes, vechozer veloke. And then they get a second set of 39 lashes that they can again handle. So in the first scenario where they did one evaluation, because they thought the person could actually handle, let's say, 42, the person is going to get 42 lashes, but where they do it separately, because the person can handle 39 at a time, the person will get 78. So on the face of it, it actually seems like that first version, doing a single umdana, a single evaluation, would be a leniency. This person would get 42 rather than 78. But I actually think it's worth thinking about that it might be worse to get 42 lashes all at once than to get 39 lashes over the course of two fairly separated in time sets of lashes. Not actually clear to me which of these processes would be more generous to the person who is required to get lashes.